Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And we are welcoming in, for the first time really in about 3 weeks, Dr. Michael Mendoza. Hello, Dr. Mendoza. He is our county health director, and we're looking for updates on how we're doing, how things are looking locally throughout the state, maybe nationwide too. But most importantly, how are you?
Good, good. It's been a busy week again, but things are looking good for now, and we'll just keep going.
Good.
He
good,
told
good,
me good. When I picked up the phone, thank God it's Friday, right? And I go, does it matter? You know, I'm like, that's so sweet, because I know your week doesn't end on Friday and start on Monday.
Well, it does change a little bit. Things are a little quieter in the office. I can actually get more work done on the weekend, believe it or not.
Oh,
so that's how that goes. But, looking forward to a good weekend, hopefully. And, it's nice. The weather's great, and people are out. And I do think people are taking precautions. I think people are taking this seriously. And, I think we have flattened the curve, and we're keeping it flat. And the hope is that going forward, as things continue to reopen, that people continue to do the right thing and use their judgment.
But I know, Dr. Mendoza, good morning, it's Steve. It's a double-edged sword with the nice weather and young people. I hate that expression, young people, first of all.
That's all of us.
Younger, let's say younger. But, my point is, it's a double-edged sword because people do want to get out. We've had two restaurants now that have been exposed to COVID-19. Monte Albán, now that one of their branches, yeah. I think the one at Irondequoit. Whose job is it to make sure that people are safe? Is it the restaurant to do testing, or is it people just to use their heads?
It's all of us. It really is all of us. I think as patrons, when we go to restaurants, remembering that we wear masks to protect other people, not just ourselves, but to protect other people. And if we all do that, we all protect each other. Within the restaurant in particular, the employees are very much at risk to customers who don't wear their masks. So we want to protect the staff, the servers, the cooks, and all of our restaurants because we want to keep them open. So when we go into a restaurant, we want to make sure that we're taking care of everybody else in that building. And of course, the restaurant owners, I think, have been in general very cooperative with wearing their masks because at the end of the day, they don't want to have to close down because they don't want to have sick employees that then prevent them from doing their business. So I think we're all in this together.
I hate to say this because I don't want to sound so egocentric, but I really think that New York and all parts of the state have done a phenomenal job at banding together and trying to eradicate this, even though we know it's not necessarily possible to do that. I think we've done the best we possibly can. And I guess I feel like now as I watch the nightly news, that other states didn't necessarily, they weren't paying attention. Like, I think they thought it was never going to happen to them, and it feels like that's what's happening now. But almost as importantly, and maybe you can speak to this, I sort of get it in my head that, see, we learned our lesson. Now it's your turn, and we can just go about our business. But that's not necessarily true, correct?
Well, I think every state is encountering a different epidemic. We encountered this epidemic in March. It was colder. We were the first to go through all of this. And so there was a lot that we did not know. And I think the challenge is ongoing. It's changing. It's evolving. I think other states are entering this at a different point in this epidemic. There is more available in terms of information. But there is also probably less patience on the part of the public. You know, one of the saving graces that we had here was that there was so much unknown. And so I think people cooperated because we didn't know any differently. And now I think other states are encountering this at a point where, you know, people do think they know more, and they probably do. So I think it's a different comparison. I wouldn't say that, you know, we did it better necessarily. We did it first. I'll say that.
Okay. Well said. All right. Dr. Michael Mendoza is with us here on The Bee. I want to follow up a little bit. I've heard more and more talk about antibody testing. And as you know, I went through this whole thing back early in April. And I want to do it, but I'm hearing all these reports that they're only 50% effective, that I should wait a little bit longer. What is the official stance on those who have had COVID-19 getting the antibody test?
Well, we're still learning a lot about this, and I think probably there isn't much more new now than when we last spoke about this very question. You know, the antibody test is a blood test that tells us ordinarily whether a person has been exposed in the past and whether that person is immune to getting the infection in the future. And in general, with antibody testing, that's true. But we don't yet know if that is true in particular for this COVID-19 virus. And so right now, the only most helpful interpretation of the antibody test is when it comes back negative, which tells us pretty certainly you did not get exposed and you are still susceptible to getting it in the future. Now, those who have had it, who test positive for antibodies, we believe that that does mean that you do have some immunity. We just don't know for how long, and we don't know how strong it is. You know, because immunity isn't just, yes or no, it's a spectrum. And so what I don't want is for people to go out and take unnecessary risks, both for themselves and for any loved ones or family and friends that they may encounter.
Dr. Mendoza, I want to, if you wouldn't mind, I want to ask you a personal question real quick.
Sure, sure.
How are you handling your local fame? Like, you have really become a Rochester celebrity, and you can't tell me you aren't. You can't tell me you're not walking into the gas station paying for your gas, and people don't, you know, say, oh, my gosh, it's Dr. Mendoza, and then they start telling you everything that's wrong with them, or why they're wearing an N95 instead of the right mask. So have you had a couple experiences with being somewhat of a local celebrity?
I think all doctors, to some degree, deal with that. I have had more of it lately. I'll tell you, wearing a mask is kind of nice in public because then people don't recognize you at first.
Good call.
So there is that. But you know, there are people in the grocery store and whatnot who recognize me. And in general, everybody's been very gracious, very supportive. You know, there are a few who have chosen to tell me their life story over the broccoli and Wegmans. But otherwise, most people have been very, very kind.
Oh, that's awesome.
Are you okay with the fact that Wegmans on East Ave has gotten rid of the one-way aisles?
You know, what we know about those aisles is that what's protective is you're not really in touch with people for very long. Literally, we're passing one another. And so whether you're passing one another going in the same direction or in the opposite direction, what matters is that you're not, you know, engaging in long conversations in general in Wegmans. So I think that, that passing sort of thing, and frankly, that's most likely the reason why the couple weekends ago when we had all of the protests, that we didn't see that many people becoming ill, because as you can tell, there was no physical distancing really to speak of during that weekend, right. But most people probably weren't in close contact with one another for very long, and being outside really made a difference. I think being outside and wearing a mask in that situation, I think there's a lot that we can learn from that.
That's awesome. Dr. Mendoza, thank you so much. Thanks for giving us time and for everything you're doing for our community. One of these days, we'll all look back and say, that's a memory that, and just leave it at that.
Yep, that's the hope. But until then, we got to keep our guard up. We've got to make sure we take appropriate precautions. You know, nobody wants to go back to the place where we were ill, a lot of people in the hospital, and we certainly don't want to see us go through what we did earlier with regard to businesses and the economy. That is certainly a dark place we do not want to go back to.
Right, absolutely. You bet. Thank you. Thank
Dr.
you very
Michael
much.
Mendoza.
God
yep.
bless you.
Thank you all. Have a good
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.